With us now is Selena Shalott, who is the Executive Director of the Alliance of Aviation for Across America. And what we're talking about today is, tell you what, it's real exciting around here, what you all have done as far as the different airports and everything. Just talk about the big announcement you all are making and how it involves Big Spring and their airport.
Yeah, sure. So we actually are a nonprofit organization dedicated to raising awareness about general aviation. So aviation in general, and then general aviation in particular. And, you know, while most people we have found understand commercial aviation and have either gotten on a flight or sort of understand the value and importance of that, we've just found that a lot of people don't necessarily understand the importance of general aviation. And general aviation, just so you're aware, it's just basically all the non-commercial, non-military aviation. So it can include everything from flight training to agricultural use to small businesses that operate their own aircraft, to firefighting, law enforcement. So it's a pretty broad, diverse set of activities. And Governor Abbott just actually declared November as Aviation Appreciation Month, and kind of within that highlighted, you know, not only the importance of aviation, but general aviation as well. So we just feel like that's very helpful, and applaud the governor for doing that. And just kind of raises awareness about the importance of aviation and general aviation for our national and local economy.
What economy is, when you talk about economy, I know it helps locally, but when people around see that little airports like here in Midland or in Midland and stuff like that pop up, and they realize that, that aviation is important to small areas of Texas as well as big areas of Texas.
Absolutely. Well, it's really a lifeline, and it's a lifeline that's really crucially important, especially for rural states. And people often, they look at a small airport and, you know, I think almost mistakenly look at kind of the number of flights that may go in and out of an airport. And what I always like to think about is, what are those flights doing? So they could be transporting blood. They could be transporting patients. It could be a one or two flights a day that a business uses to transport tools or personnel back and forth to a plant. So, you know, even those smaller airports, those operations are really an important part of the local economy and kind of help to keep that smaller market connected to the rest of the state and the rest of the country. And if you look at just general aviation airports alone, that has an economic impact just for Texas alone of over $14 billion.
And I know it brings jobs to those airports just like it does, say, to DFW or LaGuardia or somewhere like that.
Absolutely. They're all a crucially important part of our network. You know, keeping those smaller airports connected to the larger airports. But, you know, the large hubs, say the top 30 hubs or so, account for, you know, something like 75% of all the traffic. And so, you know, but then you look at our airport infrastructure, and there's about 5,000 airports around the country. So for a lot of rural communities, that's really their key lifeline to keep them connected to those bigger markets.
Before we let you go, we're talking with Selena Shalott here, the Executive Director of Alliance of Aviation. What message can you send to people or tell people who really don't understand why small airports are so important besides the economy and travel? Because as you say, a lot of people use it for business, pleasure, and stuff like that. What message are y'all trying to get out because of what Governor Abbott did?
Yeah, I mean, I think just to take a minute and recognize that as an important part of the aviation infrastructure. If anybody's curious, they can go on our website. They can actually put in their zip code and do a 50-mile or 25 or 100-mile radius and see the economic impact of their local airport locally. And, you know, just keep in mind, whether it's in a medical emergency or, you know, for our food production, you know, maintaining our power lines, electrical grid, that a lot of different services and resources really depend on general aviation, even though we may not think about it on a daily basis.
What's the website?
Aviationacrossamerica.com.
All right, Selena, appreciate the time. Hang on just a minute.